各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
那么我们今天要特别找一个题目和各位一起来，因为今天是二月的第一个礼拜，是一年的开始。
Since today is the first week of February, 旧历年是吧？
让我们看看，在这个主里这张。
We are at the beginning of a new year.
好不好看的这？在第一章换那片，我们一起来念一下好不好？如果有大家一起同声的念，念完了念英文好了啊。从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以向我们称得来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱我们如同爱我们一样。最后我们要看以弗所书四章一到三节。我以为你就是劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，要与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。那我们就来做个祷告好不好？
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你让我们在这主日的日子来到你的面前。
You allow us to come to your presence.
求你让我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
May you help us to worship you in spirit and in truth.
也让我们每个人心里面知道，我们的救主和主就是我们天上的父神。
Also help us to understand that our Lord and our Savior are our Heavenly Father.
我们特别要为中国国内这个病毒的蔓延，这个瘟疫的事情祷告。
We want to pray especially for the epidemic now happening occurring in China.
求你保守那边，不管是那些还得到不得到的人，让他们呢早日痊愈。
May you help those people, whether they have fallen ill or they haven't fallen ill. May you help them, give them health.
主，我们相信你是全能的神，耶和华岂有难成的事呢？
We believe that you are all-powerful God, and there is not anything which is hard for you.
求你医治，求你医治那地，求你医治那民。
May you, your healing power be with the country, with the people over there.
谢谢你，也求你看过我们中间有得身体不健康，或者是身体不有毛病的人，求你也是同样的医治，同样的看顾。
And may you also heal those of us who are not feeling well.
让我们今天有个受教的耳朵，有个受教的心。
And give us a teachable heart.
也让我们今天能够在你面前好好的敬拜你。
And help us to worship you.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，乃是奉耶稣基督的名字。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我念的两段经文，一段在约翰福音十七章，一段在以弗所书第四章。
So of the two passages that we have just read, the first is from John 17, and the second is from Ephesians chapter 4.
特别我要把第一段经文约翰福音十七章和各位一起分享。
I would like to share with you, especially concerning John chapter 17.
大家都公认那是主耶稣要离世到天父的之前和他门徒中间的一个他的嘱咐，他的祷告。
It is accepted knowledge that this is a prayer that Lord Jesus Christ did on behalf of his disciples before Jesus Christ was about to depart from this world.
他要按照天父的旨意受难，就钉死十字架，然后埋葬，然后升天。
He would very soon be crucified on the cross, rise again.And ascend to heaven in conformity with the purpose of the Heavenly Father.
他心里很不舍。
So he was about to be separated from his disciples. Of course, he felt
sorry. 所以他就有一个祝福的祷告。
That's why he gave them a prayer to bless them.
如果你们看的话，如果在十一节的时候，他讲了一次。你们要在主里合一，那么二十节、二十一节、二十三节，一共讲了五次，你们要在主里面合一。
So in different places, in chapter John chapter 17, he mentioned for as many as five times to ask his disciples to be one in Christ.
很多人说，为什么他要讲五次？你们要在主里合一了。
So people may wonder why he had to say the same thing for five times.
第一，就是因为他觉得重要，所以重复的讲这个事情。
There might be several reasons to it. Number one, it may be because Jesus felt that it was a very important thing for his disciples to know.
第二个，你可以看见约翰福音十七章二十一节，他说他强调他们这样做的话，好叫世人从你们的合而为一，可以相信我是从天父差遣我来到这世上。
And the second reason for it may be found in chapter 17, verse 21st, that so that people in the world may believe that.His heavenly Father has sent him.
我觉得这是非常重要的。
I believe this is a very important point.
第一个，我们合而为一是从主的命令；第二个，我们这样合而为一，人家就相信主耶稣也是一样和天父合而为一，他被神差到世上来这件事实就得了证明。
So unity in Christ.Is first a command from Jesus Christ, and second, it may bring glory to the Heavenly Father.
那么下面一章，下面一句话说，世上的时候，主耶稣他行了许多神迹奇事，证明他是神的儿子，是神差他来到世上，是世人的救主。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, he performed many miracles and worked many wonders.
他用五饼二鱼叫五千个人吃饱，他是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，是耳聋的可以听见，最后还他要让死人复活。
So we have seen that he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He made the blind see, the crippled walk.The deaf hear, even the dead live again.
不过现在他已经走了，那我们怎么样的说服我们的亲戚朋友，主耶稣是神，他我们所信的福音是真的呢？我们必须要做出一些事情。
But now that Jesus Christ has left us, so how are we to convince our friends and relatives that Jesus is indeed God?And the gospel he preached is indeed genuine and true.
就是我们要在内心里面和我们的行事为人，外面的行事为人上都相称。
So our answer to that question is for us to lead our life in a way that is worthy of the calling that God has made to us.
还要我们充分的表现我们在主里面彼此相爱，在主里面合一。
Also, we need to demonstrate unity in Christ.
不过世人合而为一有条件，我们在基督徒在主里面合而为一是没有条件。
But the unity of people in the world is conditional, whereas a unity of believers in Christ is unconditional.
因为他爱我们是白白的，我们也应该白白的舍去。
Because he unconditionally loves us, so we need to return his grace with an unconditional love.
而且叫世人看见你们的好行为，便叫荣耀归给你们的天上的父。这是圣经的话语。
So that, as is said in the scripture, they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
主耶稣也说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。你们也要，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就会认出你们是我的门徒了。
Jesus also said elsewhere, quote, "A new commandment I give to you, and that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Unquote.
有一个基督教的神学家，他的名字叫 Francis Schaeffer.
There is a Christian theologian whose name is Francis Schaeffer. Yeah.
他是在 Regent's Seminary 在 Vancouver, Canada 里面的教授。
So he was a professor in a seminary in Vancouver, Canada.
他解释这两句经文怎么讲。
So he has explained these two verses this way.
他说我们相信了耶稣以后，圣灵就居住在我们里面，我们这个人就变了，就改变了。
The instant we believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in our hearts.
以前一切以自我为中心，自己家人为中心，现在改变了，一切以神和别人为中心。
Our attitudes towards life then undergo a great change from self-centered or family-centered to God-centered and people-centered.
我们不但学习神和爱神，也彼此相爱。
We begin to learn how to love God and love one another.
别忘了各位弟兄姊妹，我们要学习在主里面合而为一。
And also remember, we also need to learn about the unity in Christ.
上次我来这里我讲过，不知道你们还记得吗？
So I mentioned this before, last time when I was here. I don't know if you
remember. 我说我在神学院里面 读书的时候，我们的教授给我们讲一句话。
When I was studying in a seminary, my professor said this to us.
我读了两个神学院，一个就是 Talbot School of Theology, Biola University, 一个就是去这个 Brea 那个Baptist Theological Seminary, 我去两个神学院读书。
So I have attended two seminaries. One is
One is in Biola, the other one is in Brea. 好，他说这是我们 Biola University 的老师说，这个十字架很有意思。
So my professor in Biola University said, the cross is indeed very.
他说这根直的是表示我们去爱神，向神，我们尽心尽意尽力尽性爱主我们的神。
So the vertical represents our love for our God, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our souls, with all our strength.
这个横的呢，他用英文讲 love your neighbors as yourselves, 就是爱人如己。
And the horizontal refers to, in his own words, love your neighbor as yourself.
主耶稣钉在这十字架上，他为着爱神，也为着爱人。通过他，我们就去爱神；通过他，我们去爱人。我们本来不会爱人的，现在因着他，我们也愿意爱人了。
That Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, means that through him, we can love God, and we can also, in a horizontal sense, love one another.
你信了耶稣以后，人家看你身上，嘿，这个人改变。以前他很自私自利，只想到自己，现在突然慢慢慢慢想到别人，想到别人。我相信这里面80%人以上为着中国那个受害的那些瘟疫的人祷告，对不对？对不对？你们都为他祷告，感谢主。我听很多人为了这个事祷告。
So after we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior, people around us will see our change. We used to be self-seeking. We used to be selfish and self-serving. But after we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior, people notice that we look not only to our own interest, but more importantly, look to others' interest.
这就是十字架的道理。
That many of us are praying for China.
爱神也爱人。
So this is the truth implied in the cross. Love God and love people.
我们过去教会如果有人生病的话，教会弟兄姊妹为他祷告，或者医院或者家中探访他们，或者准备一些吃的东西为他们家人准备。
So if there are people in a church who are sick, then we would prepare food or offer other types of assistance.
如果有人有金钱上的需要，我们可以从教会中去帮助他，我们自己也可以去帮助他们。
So if there are people in the church who are experiencing any financial hardships, we also manage to help them financially.
有些年轻的夫妇生了新生的婴儿，弟兄姊妹会送礼和新生的妈妈帮提供他帮助他。
If a young couple had a newborn babies, then we also send them gifts or help them in other way.
有人面对情感上受到打击，他们就会提供合乎圣经的这种辅导。
If some people have some difficulties emotionally, we also give them counseling according to the Bible.
有人他们的家人，他们的亲人去世的时候，弟兄姊妹给他们温暖的关怀。
Or if there are people who just experienced a death of their families or friends, we also comfort them.
我们这是发现教会和外面的 不一样，我们很在主里面的合而为一，非常亲密，互相关怀，这是世界不能提供的。
So this kind of intimate relationships demonstrated in the church out of a unity in Christ. This is a kind of thing that the world can never offer.
终于让他们明白，原来在教会中互相的接纳，彼此的关怀是和主耶稣的爱不能分的，因为这个是十字架的爱是不能分的。
And then the people in the world would realize that this kind of love which enabled brothers and sisters in the church to unconditionally accept one another and also care for one another is rooted in a union with Lord Jesus Christ.
所以心甘乐意的从主耶稣基督而来的爱去爱别人，逐渐灵谬信主的人也将他们的眼光就投从教会，看到这个教会，看到这些弟兄姐妹，看到这个让我们合一的源头主耶稣基督。
So when non-believers realize that this kind of loving one another comes from a love of Lord God, then they will be attracted to come to church, and eventually they will be led to Jesus Christ, who is the source of love.
彼此相爱，主内合一是两个很重要的途径，叫主耶稣基督的福音展开，叫人看见我们不是由于我们，是因为我们主里面的主的爱去激励我们。
So let me repeat, loving one another and the unity in Christ are two very important things, because this can let people in the world to understand that this kind of love comes from the Lord, and they would be attracted to the church, to Lord Jesus Christ, and this way the gospel gets spread out. So,
今天我们的这主要的信息不是这个，主要信息是我们如果在主里面合而为一的话，有个非常重要的功能，这功能我等一下给你们提出来，就是使整个教会复兴。
But today my primary message is not this. My the central thought of my message today is unity in Christ has a very important function. Unity in Christ is a powerful driving force of church revival.
一个教会要经历复兴，先要经历在主里面合而为一。
If a church is to experience revival, it must and will first experience unity in Christ.
一个教会要经历复兴，先要经历在主里面彼此相爱。
If a church is to experience revival, this church must and will first experience that brothers and sisters love one another.
在教会史上有许多复兴运动，我这里提出两个给你们讲。
There are many such examples in the church in church history, and I will just mention one.
一个在1750年到1815年65年之间，英伦三岛许多英国教会 Church of England 有许多特别大的圣洁复兴运动。
So, for about 1750 to 1815, there were several great revival movements in Great Britain.
这叫圣洁，这叫做生活大复兴运动。The revival to a holy and devout life.
So this movement, revival movements, is centered around holiness.
这两个兄弟两个，一个 John Wesley, 一个 Charles Wesley, 兄弟两个人。
And the leaders, among the leaders were two brothers, John and Charles Wesley.
John Wesley 讲了许多很多有名的道，也写了很多书。
John Wesley was a great preacher and was also a prolific writer.
Charles Wesley, 你们看圣诗里面好多是他写的 Charles Wesley 的歌。
As for his brother Charles Wesley, we can see a lot of hymns from this collection.
这六十五年来，英国改变了。
So for the duration of 65 years, Great Britain underwent a great, tremendous change.
他们说当时最红火的时候， 伦敦苏格兰大都市的酒店都关门了，夜总会关门了，色情场所关门，因为没人去了。
When this movement reached its apex of development, bars or night clubs or other pleasure quarters in London and other big cities were shut down because they did not have customers.
反而看见教会中塞满人都去，最后教会要增加礼拜六的聚会，因为大家都有心渴慕圣洁，渴慕在主里面合而为一，渴慕彼此相爱。
On the other hand, there were a lot of people, they flocked to churches on Sundays to such an extent that additional services would have to be added to make available and accessible to accommodate the huge congregations, because many people at that time, they longed for leading a holy life. They longed for being united in Christ.
以前人家说我们呢，是不是有钱的人才大家看得起？现在最圣洁的人家还看得起。
So it used to be the wealthy were the ones who were respected. But at this time, led holy lives were the ones people who were respected.
第二个复兴运动在中国。
And the second revival movement occurred in China.
第一个在1908到1910年两年之间，中国叫满洲大复兴 Manchuria Revival， 满洲大复兴在中国的吉林省、辽宁省有许多许多人，他们都愿意信耶稣，愿意到教会去，他们丢弃他们以前肮脏的生活。
During the period of
1908 to 1990,
there was a movement in China, in Manchuria. And at that time, many people accepted Jesus Christ as their savior, and they led a holy life. They abandoned their former filthy, spiritually filthy lives.
还有在1927到1937十年之间，山东大复兴听过没有？山东大复兴从山东的威海，那时候叫威海卫，山东的青岛开始啊，全部山东慢慢从东到西，整个山东，山东大复兴。
Later in from 1927 to 10 years, there was another great revival movement occurring in Shandong.
我认识一个人，是中国，是台湾浸信会神学院院长 Culpepper Senior 柯里培牧师。
So I have a friend whose name is
Dr. Culpepper Senior.
Yeah.
他是神学院的院长，浸神台北浸台湾的浸神神学院院长。
So he was the head of a seminary in Taiwan.
他告诉我他1932年到山东到山西，一共五年之间，他经历山东大复兴，他讲得好高兴告诉我们。
So he told me that from 1937 for 5 years, he was in Shandong, and he personally experienced that revival movement.
你知道我那时候高中生坐在下面。
And at that time, when he said this, I was still a high school student.
我看见一个美国人满头白发，讲了一口山东国语啊，山东话，讲的会我奇怪他怎么讲山东话。因为呢，他从那里学的，他的所有的普通话、国语 就是山东学的，那当然讲出来就山东话了啊。
So, what I saw is a Caucasian who spoke fluently, Mandarin Chinese fluently, yet with a strong Shandong accent.
Shandong accent, you're right. 我坐在那听啊，开始还听不懂他讲什么。
So, in the beginning, I had difficulty understanding what he was saying.
但是感谢主，他讲的是。他讲的很多人都见证，我听得很感动。
But praise the Lord, I was deeply touched by the many testimonies that he had given.
现在我分享这个圣经大中大复兴的内容有两点，就是我先讲的是讲 Charles Wesley 和 Charles 两个 Wesley 他们的圣经复兴运动。
So now I'm going to share with you the content.Of the great revival movement led by John and Charles Wesley.
第一个，每个人经历随时随地向神认罪，向神认罪悔改，求神饶恕我们，回到圣洁的生活。
So there are two important points of principle. Number one, Everyone must lead a holy life and confess sins before God for his forgiveness at any time and in any place as needed.
各位弟兄姊妹，没有认罪悔改，信悔改的话，你那些东西建筑的还是脏脏的，你还要把它弄干净先。
So, confessing to have sins confessed can cleanse us. From all the fields, for all the dirtiness, so we will become very clean in a spiritual sense.
人人里面有健康、干净、美好的生命，在外面才有美好的行为和我们的蒙召的恩相称。
So the prerequisite is that to have a good, a clean, beautiful life within.Only then can one demonstrate a good outer conduct and characteristics or way of life.
我自己现在每天的祷告开始的时候，总有一段在神面前认罪悔改，回到神面前这样子祷告词。
For myself, every day I begin my prayer with confessing.My sins.
我从来不说神啊，我昨天替你做这个，昨天替你做那个，我请多少人，心我不敢，绝对不敢，绝对不敢讲这话。
I would never dare to brag myself about myself before God. For instance, what good things I did yesterday, how many people I led to you. To be saved.
我相信当神的灵住在你心中，你一定会谦卑下来，一定会顺服下来，一定求神好好的洗涤我的身心灵。
I believe that if the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart, then naturally you will become humble. You will often realize that you are committing sins, and you would immediately go before God to ask His precious blood to wash away your sins.
还有第二个，就是第二点，就是凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相。你看啊，每个人都经历随时随地向神求神饶恕的圣洁生活，希望能有人美好生命。这个我们刚刚讲过了。现在第二。在教会中真正的主力合一，用以弗所书行事为人的标准来看。
So the second cardinal point of principle for the revival movement in Great Britain is when it comes to the church, and we must ensure a true unity in Christ.
第一个，行事为人要和蒙召的恩相称。
And as far as this is concerned, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3 has set forth a principle for brothers and sisters to follow. Number one, in Ephesians chapter 4, the second half of verse 1, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
所以赦罪的恩典是神赐下，是追求所行的，我们的行为和我们里面的恩相称这样子。第二，我们就说要第二，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，就是追求要人谦谦卑卑，要温柔，要忍耐这些美德。有了这个美德以后，才回到。
So the grace that forgives sins is a gift from God. So we must pursue a life that is worthy of this grace. What we need to pursue is as is said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
这个爱人和爱神啊，这些都是我们很清楚，是我们的爱，就建筑在信心上，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们爱心有根有基，能和众圣徒一同明白神基督的爱是多么的长阔高深。这句话从以弗所书第三章十七节而来。
Loving God and people is built on our belief and trust in God, as the Bible says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and height and depth. This is written in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to
换言之，这个有根有基，信神爱心把我们全部全德都联络起来。
So to put it in different wording, this very love that is grounded in a belief and trust in God is the agent that enables the connection and correlation of all virtues.
第三，用和平彼此联络，这个比较容易解释。
The third teaching that we have is in Ephesians 4, the second part of verse 3, maintain in the bond of peace. This is the ESV version.
它是不是让我们能够和睦，把两下合为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，建立自己的身体，作为废掉冤仇。 并将两下接着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。这个圣经的话。This
statement is easier to understand. For its meaning, we may consult Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. Quote, for he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, unquote.
第四，就竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一心，我很喜欢这句话。这个尽心是态度，竭力是方法，尽心竭力就把教会能够合而为一，想尽各样的方法、各样的态度，主里面互彼此顺服、彼此相爱。刚刚我们讲过，做到。
And the following verse, Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 3, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit. I like this statement very much myself. Here the attitude ought to be with all your heart, and the means or method ought to be making every effort. Therefore, to reach the goal of maintaining unity in the church demands that we, with the right attitude, employ all ways and methods possible to submit to one another and to love one another.
第五点, 结论了，我们要在五个一步步晋升的态度上做到五个彼此。下面一章，下面一章，你看，第一个从彼此饶恕到彼此相顾，到彼此联络，到彼此顺服，最后彼此相爱。
By way of conclusion, we must succeed in realizing the five one another's as follows. As we can see, this is a sequence of five progressive and increasingly difficult tasks. Number one, love one another. Number two, submit to one another. Number three, to bound up with one another or to be connected with one another. Number four, have the same care for one another. And number five, forgive one another.
所以这样子一步一步，有时候从第一步我们就做不下去了，我们不肯彼此饶恕，怎么能够做一步一步做下去？一个教会要慢慢一步一步晋升的。
So we have to pursue this one step after another. We take one step at a time. This is a progressive. And
所以记得教会，不不，下面一章，记得教会像家里面一样，家里不是讲对错，家里面是讲爱的。
So we have to remember that the church is very similar to a home. Love should be the governing principle to run a household or to run a church.
我记得两个礼拜之前我讲同样一篇道，在我们 Alhambra 母会，我们 CCIC 的母会。
Two weeks ago, I delivered the same message in my church in Alhambra.
我讲到我说，我记得朱世白朱长老在我们中间讲过一篇道，我提出来和大家一起分享。
I mentioned to them that I remember Elder Chu used to give us a sermon. And I would like to share it with you today.
朱长老说，一个教会有时候常常讲属灵的恩赐，属灵恩赐 ，charismatic talents, charismatic gifts, charismatic 都是讲属灵的这个恩赐。其实先要讲主里面的合一。
Elder Chu said that very often a church may talk a lot about spiritual or charismatic gifts.Actually, according to Elder Chu, the first and foremost thing for a church to do is about unity in Christ.
他用两个例子，一个在哥林多前书十二章，一个在以弗所书四章。
So Elder Chu used two examples to illustrate his point. One occurs in First Corinthians.
他说在以哥林多前书十二章
First Corinthians chapter 12
恩赐有分别的，圣灵这是一位，因为有智慧的言语，知识的言语，这个恩赐那个恩赐，他讲了十二个恩赐，但是主要的要在主里面，恩赐圣灵是只有一个，执事也只有一个，先要讲一才能够讲许多许多许多许多的恩赐。
Elder Chu showed First Corinthians chapter 12. In that chapter, there is a listing of many kinds of gifts, but it's also said there is only one Holy Spirit.So that one is the most important thing, and that one needs to be dealt with first before one can talk about other details.
快点好不好？今天我们常常讲到这个要教会啊，要这个恩赐那个恩赐，你没有讲到合一，搞了半天教会分裂。
So if we don't talk about first unity in Christ, instead we talk about different gifts, then the consequence might be that the church is broken up.
主章上讲, 以弗所书第四章讲到有 使徒, 有先知, 有传福音的, 有牧师, 有长子, 有这个有那个, 许多许多不同的恩赐, 但是先, 他讲得很清楚, 他说, 圣灵只有一个, 身体只有一个, 正如你们蒙召, 同有一个指望, 一主, 一喜, 一敬, 一神, 神就是众人之父, 超乎众人之上, 冠乎众人之上, 住在众人之中, 所以先要讲合一, 再讲分开.
So Elder Chu said that in Corinthians, it told us there's only one. We have only one Lord, one baptism, one belief, one Holy Spirit, one body, one church. So they are altogether seven ones. And we need to deal with those ones first before we deal with other details.
主长老, 现在你到天上去了。
Elder Chu now is has entered into the presence of
Father.
But even I still remember this sermon even today.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们要在主的彼此相爱合一, 主里面合而为一, 这两个很重要的要做到。
So again, the two first two things for us to take care of is unity in Christ and love one another.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们要到神面前认罪悔改, 回到那个圣洁的路上。
We need to confess our sins before God. We need to return to a holy way of life.
这样的复兴的灵, 复兴的火, 才临到这个教会。
Only doing this will lead us to have a church revival in church.
感谢主, 我们的教会就是在讲究爱的。
So praise the Lord. Our church here emphasizes love.
教会中既然即使意见不一，可以合一，像家庭中一样。
Even though we may have a lot of disagreements and conflicts, but still we can experience a unity in Christ.
在家里面可以批评，可以抱怨，但是要饶恕。
So at home, we can always complain about things. We can always criticize things, but we need to, in the end, we need to learn to forgive
one another.
Keep in mind that we must make every effort to maintain the unity of the Holy Spirit. And allow the Holy Spirit to lead us.
不但和神合而为一, 也和众人合而为一,
to unity with God and with man.
这样一个彼此饶恕, 主里合一的教会, 不但有圣灵的同在, 也带出欣欣向荣的教会的复兴。
So the presence of the Spirit in a church that is characterized in unity in Christ and by unfailing love between brothers and sisters will surely steer the church in the direction of an ultimate spiritual and moral revival. So praise the Lord and thanks be to the Lord.
Pastor Alex 要我12点15分结束, 我12点10分结束。
So Pastor Alex wanted me to finish before 12:15, and now it's 12:10.
感谢主, 我们在主里面合为一, 在主里面彼此相爱。
So praise the Lord, in Christ we are united, we have unity, and in Christ we love one another.
记得来到神的面前, 要先忏悔, 要悔改, 要重新 有一个重新有个正直的灵，让他能够复兴我们。
So remember to always come before God with a repentant heart and let Him to wash away our sins. Let Him help us lead a holy life so that we have a right attitude, a relationship with our God.
记得人家看到我们基督徒是你们的合而为一。
Remember, we are under the scrutiny of the people in the world. We have the responsibility to show them unity in Christ.
我们来做个祷告结束。
Let's close today's sermon with a prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你能够把这些话语再次教导我们众人。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for teaching us with your own words.
你几千年前叫你的门徒五次要他们在主里面合而为一。
Several thousand years ago, Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to be united, to have in Christ.
五千年之后，你还是一样的，同样要求你的门徒在主里面合而为一。
Today, after several thousand years, you still ask your disciples to have unity in you.
但愿我们的好行为在人面前能够荣耀我们的天上的父神。
May our way of life can glorify our Father in heaven.
但愿我们在主里面的合一是教会复兴。
May our unity in Christ can lead to a church revival.
但愿我们彼此相爱和圣洁就能够证明我们是神的门徒。
May our loving one another and our leading a holy life prove to the world that we belong to you.
我们这样感谢祷告和祈求是奉耶稣基督的名字。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.